The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource. Well, hey there, and good evening. Thanks for stopping on by. I'm Luke Eller, your host, and you're listening to The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, where the weird, the wild, the unusual, the strange, and the odd all come together for your entertainment. With that being said, why don't we get things kicked off? Here is the armless offender. It appears that 46-year-old armless street painter Jonathan Dale Crenshaw was arrested on July 10th for attacking a 22-year-old passerby with a pair of scissors. The wild part about this whole thing is the man is armless. I'm not going to get into asking how. I'm just going to tell you. According to the Weirld News, that's W-E-I-R-L-D, news.com, on July 10th, the 46-year-old street painter, Jonathan Dale Crenshaw, was arrested after he grabbed a pair of scissors with his feet and launched himself towards passerby Cesar Coronado. In the report, Crenshaw claimed that he was laying down in the street when the 22-year-old Cesar Coronado began punching him in the head. Crenshaw states that it was in self-defense that he grabbed a pair of scissors with his foot and stabbed Coronado twice, inflicting wounds on his left arm and leaving him bleeding on the ground. Crenshaw then placed the scissors back into his waistband and quickly fled the scene. Police were informed of the situation and they found Crenshaw, and this guy with no arms, tucked his scissors back into his waistband with his feet. This is proof, folks. This is proof that you can do anything you ever want to put your mind to it. This man is not a good example, but it is good proof that anything you want to do, you can accomplish. Because this man does paintings with his feet. Not only that, but he can stab people with scissors with his feet and then tuck the scissors back into his waistband and run away really fast with no arms. Anyways, they found Crenshaw a ways away on a different road and took Coronado to the local medical center for his non-life-threatening wounds. Coronado is pressing charges. Crenshaw is arrested and charged with aggravated assault and being held at Miami-Dade Corrections on a $7,500 bond. Boy, I've heard about people getting handsy and people getting really hands-on in their work. But this is just ridiculous. I guess you could say that Crenshaw was just a step ahead of the rest. With that being said, we're going to go to commercial break on a commercial that I just so happened to read for you. Wow, am I talented. Amazing, isn't it? I'll catch you on the flip side when we return. Hey, thanks for coming back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial break. Gave you a little bit of a break away from me. Oh, wait, no, it didn't. Okay, we're going to drop back a little bit to January 9th in Tallahassee, where police were called to a flooded restaurant after a man ripped the urinal off the bathroom wall and proceeded to run naked into the woods. The TPD reported on Facebook that the incident occurred at Miller's Ale House on the Appalachian Parkway, located in Tallahassee, Florida, where the suspect walked into the sports bar at approximately 11 p.m. He entered the bathroom and moments later exited the bathroom, soaking wet after he had ripped a urinal from the wall. The suspect was confronted by an angry and soggy-shoed employee and did what any good old-fashioned man who rips a urinal off the wall would do. He stripped off his clothes and ran straight into the woods, managing to avoid capture. I must warn you that this man is still on the loose and none of his clothes have been found. Boy, I tell you, if there's one thing to do, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. If you're going to do it, you're going to go all the way, aren't you? And with our final story tonight, it is the taxi fare turnabout. This one is involving Betty Thomas in Philadelphia. Betty, a 65-year-old lady, didn't much act like a lady when she disputed the fare of her taxi ride with her driver and then proceeded to commandeer the taxi from the driver and went and began picking up passengers. The Philadelphia police responded to the arrest at 11:35 a.m. of a stolen vehicle. They met with the taxi driver and told the officers that he had a dispute with Betty over the fare. He had picked up Betty after she had hailed a cab in Germantown, right outside of Philadelphia. She had requested to go to a casino. Soon after, Betty asked the driver to get her a drink as she was thirsty. The driver noticed that she was struggling to walk, so he aided her to get water from the Sunco gas station. Well, and that just kind of fell apart after that. They spent 90 minutes at the gas station. And at the end, Betty and the driver disputed over the fare. Betty got into the driver's side of the vehicle and sped off in the taxi cab. She was picked up after she herself picked up a woman and her baby who did not know that they were in a stolen cab. When she was spotted by the police, she was quickly apprehended. She is being charged with theft or unlawful taking, theft of services, theft receiving stolen property, and terroristic threats and unauthorized use of an automobile. I tell you, man, that was all about the time that there was a full moon, if I remember right, and if there wasn't, there should have been, because that's when all the nut jobs come out, and we love them for that, don't we? We love them for being the nut jobs they are, because without them, we would not be entertained. That's all I got for you for tonight's show, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a little bit longer than usual, but it's well worth it. I'm Luke Eller, your host. I'll be catching you on the flip side. Eller's out. With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA, you know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.